Last week, we touched on various things. One of those was around the benefits of forgiving. And, you know, we talked about what it actually means for us to forgive and why we need to forgive and the benefits that accrues to our children when we learn the art of forgiveness. If you're wondering, you are listening to Zibuse Elgunene on Impact 103 and the program is God in the picture. Now, just to quickly recap, last week I shared about the benefits of forgiving, right? And as it relates to epigenetics and the genes and all of that and how that impacts us and our children. So much of what we do or what we don't do gets carried over to our children, and our children then get to carry that forward, or if they get a glimpse of it, then they end up finding ways of how to battle through that, of how to conquer those things. Now, you may think, okay, Zibuse, I hear you, but you know what? I still want justice. But remember, you may or may not receive that justice you seek, but also there are benefits for you. You need to love, you need to live. And I'll admit that towards the end of last week's show, I shared a prayer about what it means or what it would mean for us to learn to forgive. And I prayed that your heart may just be softened so that you can learn to feel, because we do not have a high priest who cannot empathize with the feelings of our infirmities, but was in all points tested as we are. So Jesus knows our feelings. Jesus knows what we will struggle through, what we are struggling with. And yet he chose to forgive even though while he was on the cross. And that is important for you and I to learn that. Because then after doing that, he had the power. And I want to just get you to think about this, right? When a child is born into an entrepreneurial family, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but those children most likely, almost to the 10th or to the 100%, they also follow along the same path of their parents. If the parents were leaders, were brave, were courageous, that child will take on their personality, their character, their boldness, their courage. And even when the parents are entrepreneurial, that child will grow up just selling things, buying and doing all of those things. Wherever they are, wherever they find themselves, they get to also do the same because they've learned it from home. They've learned it from their parents. And therefore, they carry that throughout their lives. Now, if we think about it in that sense, and then we think about the things that we have failed to conquer. If, for example, you have never obtained a degree and you think it's okay, then most likely your children will not get on that path. If you are still battling things like debt, if you're still battling things like unforgiveness, if you're still battling things like addictions, those addictions will be passed on to your children. And your children will start out their life in a back foot. There's this thing called a muscle memory, right? And that muscle memory allows us to, it basically gives our body that memory that this thing, I've done it before and I know how to do it and therefore I can do it again. So if you have never conquered the spirit of unforgiveness and you are always living in that mode of continuous revenge, then surely your children are starting off on that back foot, because they too will struggle with releasing, with forgiving. And what that does, it deprives them of the ability to live, of that joy of living. Because that's basically what this thing does to us. We do not have the joy of living. We do not have the joy of experiencing life in its fullness. But we owe our children that. And so that's why then it's important for us to highlight the following things. The first thing being the mother's role during pregnancy and how all of the stress and the trauma that she carries within it then is passed on to the fetus, and the baby born will be born with all of that stress and the impact and the residual emotions. And you wonder why an Artemis capsule child, they just are going through life and they don't understand, why am I like this? And they are trying to fight it, but they are fighting something that did not start with them. They are fighting something that their parents failed to conquer. It is therefore important that you, my friend, learn the art of forgiveness, that you learn to soften your heart and learn to forgive quickly. Because in learning to forgive quickly, you are building the muscle memory. But let's put aside the forgiveness. There are things that you then need to learn to do. Learn to live, learn to love, learn to be joyful, learn to laugh, and be a person who brightens up the room, bring that courage into your space and allow yourself to be. Because what that does is it translates, it goes into your children when you don't have children yet. But also children, as research says, that children do pick up the emotions from their parents, especially in that environment when they are with their parents together. So they get to pick all of that up. And in picking that up, they then inherit it. And then they go about their lives doing the things that their parents did. So we owe our children that much. So a mother is able then to pass on all of those things. But what I also want to do is share that the benefits of our behaviors also, if we are able to work through the issues, but not just work through issues, because I just don't want this to be about, hey, I need to work through or heal. But it also needs to be about, how do I learn to live? How do I learn to love? How do I learn to be, a person whom God will be pleased with? How do I cultivate a healthy relationship with God? Because in my doing that, I pass that on to my children. Because behavioral patterns can be passed through generations, because children learn through modeling, right? For example, a father who copes with trauma through gambling will be more likely to have children who gamble as well. Again, these are the things that we may or may not have been aware of. But in this instance, as I shared last week on the relay and how passing on the baton has certain principles, that you cannot just skip the next person, but you still give them. And what you're giving them, you need to be aware of what it is, and they need to know what it is that they are receiving from you. While doing this research, it just taught me that there are things that I need to unlearn, but also things that I need to learn, so that those things my son can also learn from just me doing those things through being together, but also work through certain things that I've picked up that he has, because he got those from me and some he got from his mother. So we are both able to identify that this is from me, but how do we then work with him and in ourselves to get rid of those things, or maybe get over those things, for the lack of a better word. And in doing that, we then enable ourselves to tap into a different dimension of living, of loving, of enabling our hearts to fly. We need that. We need that, not just for us, but for our children. And there's another aspect that I then want to focus on now, the paternal side. There's a research here that I read from Science Direct. It says paternal exposures may contribute to fetal risk through mutagenetic and epigenetic mechanisms involving the sperm. And the chemical could also be carried in semen, leading to fetal exposure after intercourse. So think about what you are carrying now. Think about the things that you are failing to conquer. And here's a story from the Bible. Remember Goliath and remember Saul. Saul, as a king, couldn't face up to Goliath. And then what happened? David had to come And when David came, he had to be the one who then conquers David. He had to be Goliath, He had to be the one who then sets a different tone. And that tone set a different pace for the Israelites and gained confidence. But I also want to share another story with you. Like, it's amazing the things that we learn, things that we see. Remember that when Jesus was on the cross, he could have hung on to that unforgiveness. But him hanging on to that unforgiveness, it would have contaminated the glory of what he was about to do. Now, we owe our children the pedestal that is higher than where we started. We need to put them at a much higher level. And when we do that, we've already set the tone for future generations. If we pass on our anger issues, if we pass on our bitterness, if we pass on our racism to our children, then what are we doing? We are destroying the nation. And so we need to fight against these things. And our role is very simple. We need to learn how to live. We need to learn how to love. Because the things that we learn become a muscle memory to us and things that we get to pass on to our children. And that becomes a muscle memory for them. And once we get to that stage, we have made the world a better place already. If we learn to just bask in the glory of God and just say, "Oh God, I love you," and do that in the presence of our children so that they learn through modeling. If, as a father, you do not expose your children to the positive things, to the beautiful things that life has to offer, if you don't expose your children to a relationship with God, you have shortchanged them. And yes, you will account for that. But all is not lost, because while we were dead to sin, God in his gracious mercy, he saw to it that he would reach towards us from the far side of the chasm, and he held us in his sight, and he said, "I will not let go of you." And his love was so great that he decided to give his only begotten son, that we may have life and have it in abundance. That once we confess Jesus as our Lord and Savior, then things change. Isn't that worth passing on to your children? Isn't that a legacy worth giving to our children? We owe them that much. But most of all, we owe ourselves that much. You may have not been living all your life, but this is a time for you to start doing this. This is a time for you to then start exploring what it means to live, what it means to enjoy the splendor of life, to enjoy being in the presence of God. And so, my friend, I don't want to just dwell on saying you need to learn to forgive, because that we can speak about as long as we can. But I want to encourage you to do this. If in your presence there is a woman who's pregnant, try to make their pregnancy as enjoyable as possible, because you have already contributed through that action in making a life better. Their child will be born with a better mental and health state. Probably, here's a thought. The challenges that most men face today about mental health, could it be that they inherited from their parents? Could it be that our parents, through the things that they've struggled through, they then handed over all of those things? The rejection, the pain, the emasculation, that all of that has been passed on. And then when the children who are now men today are faced with the slightest of those things, then it becomes a trigger. And they find themselves spiraling into an abyss that they do not know how to get out of. And so if you are a man and you're listening to this, I want to say to you, the challenges that you're facing today, they may overcome you, or you may feel that they are overcoming you. But I want to assure you that you are more than a conqueror. But also, they did not start with you. You are the David in your generation, and you are facing a Goliath. And this Goliath that you're facing, you can conquer him. But you won't conquer him alone. You won't conquer him with your own strength. You need God, and you need the power of his word. And I need you to speak life into every situation. The Bible says to us, what shall we say to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? So, what are you going to say to these things that you are facing? What will you say to these mountains that you're facing? Are you going to talk about these mountains, or are you going to speak with authority to this mountain? I don't want to say what you are facing right now is nothing, but who is greater between what you're facing now and God? Who are you magnifying right now? The problems that you're facing, or are you magnifying God? Because that differentiates a victory from a loss. And you are more than a conqueror. And once you learn to conquer, you have built a muscle memory for your children. You have built a muscle memory for your daughter. You have built a muscle memory for your son or sons. And they are starting off on a much better slate than where you did. And yes, conquering giants is not easy. Remember, it was not easy being David. When Samuel came to anoint him, David was brought in last, but God had chosen him. David was the one who was not allowed to go to the army, but he was tending after sheep. But because God is faithful, he gave him lessons that prepared him to have a testimony to defeat Goliath. And by doing that, they thought they were, you know, demeaning him. They thought they were emasculating him because of his stature, but they were actually propping him up for the testimonies that he had to give. Similarly, whatever that you have faced up until today, I want to say to you, you were born for such a time as this. You were not born to commit suicide. You were not born to drown in depression. But you were born to conquer. And conquering is what you are going to do. Conquering is what I am asking you to do. It will not be easy. That's what I promise you. But you need to stand up. You need to rise to the occasion. You need to stand up and say, despite all that has happened in my life, I forgive myself, and I forgive my parents, and I forgive whoever else was supposed to contribute but did not contribute. And I surrender myself, and I take my heart and I give it to God, and I say, I surrender all to you. Because you know that God is not done with you yet. And because God is not done with you yet, then you know that this battle is not over. But this battle is not yours, my friend. It's not. Take it to God and let him give you his yoke, because his yoke is easy. You will move in victory. You will move in strength, because that's who you are. You are standing right now at this juncture in your life because you needed to hear all of this. You needed to soften your heart from unforgiveness. You needed to learn that forgiveness is not just for you, Oh, forgiveness is not just for the other person, but forgiveness is for your children as well and their children. So forgiveness is generational. You needed to learn all of that. But once you learned all of that, you needed the benefit to learn the benefits of forgiveness. And when you learned the benefits of forgiveness, you then realized that I need to build a muscle memory of victory for my children. Because once you do that, they are then empowered. They then have the strength. And you would have broken the generational curses. You would have broken all of these generational plagues that have taunted you. And guess what? Two generations from now, your descendants will be so much better thanks to you. But if you give up now, if you let go, to whom will they turn? Yes, I know I may be laying on thick on you, but this is necessary because it needs to empower you. If you were to exercise, if you were to lift weights, the weights are not easy, but they are hard. But the more you keep pushing the same weights, you end up building a tolerance for that same weight, and then you go to the next level. So push this weight that you're facing now. Push it, because in doing that, you are building that muscle memory. And I thank you that you have come this far, because it says so much about you. It says that you are willing to work through it. And I want you to repeat this, listen to this over and over and over until it really sinks in. And then invite God into your struggles. Invite God into this battle. Because once you do that, ah, boy, what a beautiful journey your life will be. Because a life with God, ah, it is so precious. But a life without God is a tragedy. And that is not the kind of tragedy, my friend, you want to pass on to anyone else. So, this is Zibuse Elgunene, and I want to pray with you. I want to pray for you. Father God, thank you for this moment. Father God, we thank you for this heart that is listening. Lord, open our eyes and open our hearts. Give us the revelation that we may know how to tackle the Goliaths that are before us. Give us the revelation to know how to walk this journey with you. Lord, give us the spirit of discernment to know when to push and when to let go. But Lord, give us that heart that is resilient, a heart that has learned to forgive, a heart that has learned to live and love passionately, a heart that is dedicated to you. Give us a heart that chases after your own heart, just like David did. But Lord, give us a heart that is obedient to your word. And so, Father, we thank you. We bless your name, Lord. We thank you that you have chosen us and that we were born for such a time as this, that our days are not over yet. And we thank you in the mighty name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Now, my friend, go in strength. Go in victory. We'll talk next week again.